You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com.
So welcome everybody. This week we have a special co-host. Merrick is sick, and so Baby Hobbit is filling in. Can you say hi, Baby Hobbit?
Hi.
All right. So, this probably will be a pretty quick show. I don't know if I can do a whole show by myself. It was kind of a last minute thing. We didn't really plan for this. Sorry. And did you have something to say, Baby Hobbit?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got.
Oh, yeah? So there's going to be no fancy songs or anything because I have no idea how to control those things. So it's just going to be us talking and I'll make Merrick fix it later. That's... Baby Hobbit is a little she. She's a three-year-old little girl. And she is been sleeping all day. Everybody in this house has been sleeping all day. I don't know if everybody is sick, but everybody is sleeping all day. And she just woke up. Got her some dinner. And I said, well, Daddy's sleeping. You're awake. You can be the podcast host. It was a last-minute thing. I was planning on canceling the whole thing tonight because he was sick. And I don't know how to work the equipment at all, but Merrick got a phone call from work, and I said, well, since you're up, show me how to do this real quick, and I'll do a solo show. So, anyway, gonna be a quick one. Don't expect a whole lot of awesome from this show, except for when Baby Hobbit decides to talk. Right, Baby Hobbit?
Right.
So, what we did this week?
Really Yeah, the one bring calling Daddy sick.
Yeah, Daddy's sick. That's right. what did you do this week, Baby Hobbit?
I played at school this morning.
You played at school?
Yeah.
Did you go in the preschool room?
Yeah, not today.
Not today? No. Today we stayed home, didn't we? We went and had lunch with Opa.
Yeah.
Me this week... My dumb burglar hit level 59 in dumb time. We finished the Way of Smiths and then the same stupid thing for the 21st Hall skirmish where we got all the way to the end and then the dude died. That one wasn't a big surprise to me because if you remember when I was taking my runekeeper through Moria, I had the exact same problem.
Yes. This has three drakes.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What?
okay. What are you gonna do next? Don't touch the microphone. Don't touch it. Just talking to it. Okay. Just playing with it. So, like I said, my roomkeeper had a horrible time with that skirmish. I ended up helping. I think Hoppy was one of the ones that helped me, and we even had to do it a couple times, and we even did it under level. And it was hard, so. Yeah, you know Hoppy, don't you? You talk to Hoppy on the computer?
Huh?
You want to say hi to Hoppy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, Hoppy.
There you go. Yeah, so. We didn't get that done. I don't remember what we did after that, honestly. Not recalling. Anyway, I hit level 59, so I was excited. And in festival news, Golden Star, last week I hadn't got the toast emote. I think it was the next day after the podcast last week that I did get the toast emote on Golden Star. I am super happy. It is adorable. It is perfect for my hobbit. Does your hobbit have it, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both got the toast emote. It's awesome. And... because of news this week, I popped into Bull Roar briefly to check out Update 7, and I'll mention what I ran into when we get into the official news. What did you go into Bull Roar too?
Oh no. I didn't.
No, you didn't? Oh, okay. We did play the Marvel superhero game today, didn't we? We played the thing?
Yeah.
We didn't get it very good, did we? And you were upset you couldn't be Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man cost a bunch of money. Anyway, on to official news. Merrick, insert official news thing here.
And now, the town crier.
Anyway, in update 7, we have some update 7 news. We know that it's called Shades of the Past. Can you say that, Baby Hobbit? Shades of the Past. That's right. This is going to be a free for everybody update. And it's got some highlights. The official announcement had 3 highlights that it was featuring. It's going to have a brand new skirmish called Storm on the Methedris. I don't know how to say it. Go ahead and send your angry emails to Merrick at casualstrolltomorrow.com. But it's a level 70 to 75 skirmish. It has all group sizes, all from solo all the way up to raid, and there's 2 tiers of it. It is going to be free for VIP players, but it will be a per cost item for free and premium folks. No mention on the cost, but we're assuming it's going to be the normal 395 turbine points. That's what all the skirmishes cost, so it's probably going to be priced similarly. I did run this on Bull Roar. Pineleaf is saying that it has 3 tiers on Bull Roar, which is great. I thought it was kind of strange that it said only 2 in the announcement, because all the other Who is Pineleaf? Pineleaf is the skirmish expert. Can you say that? Stop playing with the microphone, honey.
Don't touch it. Just talk into it.
You're so goofy. You say hi to Pineleaf?
Hi, Pineleaf.
Yeah, so Pineleaf is saying there's 3 tiers, which makes more sense because all the skirmishes that I know of all have 3 tiers and not just 2. So that's good news. I did run this on Bull Roar. It is an offensive. I think that's the right term because I'm the one who's rushing forward and killing the mobs. Yeah, there's no NDA. No, I'm not going to get in trouble for talking about this. Update 7 is probably going to be only on Bull Roar for a week, maybe 2 at the most. And before it's going to go live. We don't have a date for update 7, but I'm guessing, as a pure guess, it's going to be in about 2 weeks, maybe. We do know that it's going to be before June 5th, because the Sapiens had explicitly said that on the forums. So my experience with the mini, it was pretty cool. I liked it, except for the end. I died and ran back, and I couldn't finish it. I did bug it, but it's possibility that I just did something wrong, even though it told me I finished. But I did like it. It was a good skirmish. I say yay for new skirmishes. Can you say yay for new skirmishes, Baby Hobbit?
Yay.
Also, the big news is there's a Fornost revamp. We know that Fornost has been closed. That's because they are revamping that instance. It's going to be a scalable dungeon, level 30 to 75. It is going to be for 6 man. It's going to be a fellowship-sized instance. It's going to have 2 tiers, and it's been split up into 4 instances. So it's kind of gotten the Heliguide treatment, like we've said. And it's been split up into 4 sections, which is good, because Fornost was an absolutely humongous instance. We said on last week's podcast that neither of us had ever seen the end of it. So this is probably a good sign, and that it's scalable. So we could even do it on level and still experience this as a challenge, which is exciting. So I'm glad about that. And finally, we have the Moria revamp, which was a bit of a blindside for me. I didn't know that they were going to revamp Moria. Did you know this, Baby Hobbit?
Yeah.
You did? You didn't tell me? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I just want to draw.
Oh, you just want to draw? Got it. It was a bit unexpected. Like I said, they are splitting a Moria revamp into two sections, according to the Moria dev diary that is out. You can read that if you want to. They're focusing on four sections: Great Delving, Silver Tine Lodes, Waterworks, and Durin's Way. Let me go quickly to the dev diary, because there's a dev diary in the Moria revamp, and there's more information in there. One of the things that I think that some people will find interesting is that Moria now has tasks. Moria was a region that did not have any tasks in them. It will now have tasks. It's going to have big quest arcs. It is they've kind of adjusted the flow, which is good. I call it like what they've done to Lonelands and Evendim, where they've streamlined the path of the quests so that they flow a little more better, which is great. I was talking with Bri, who was on Bulwar at the same time as I was, and he was saying that there was new quests and things were just slightly different here and there. And so he was actually saying that he was thinking of leveling up a new character through it just to experience the new Moria. So that's pretty exciting. We do know that there's going to be a free goat at the entrance, but it's sort of like the... Oh, just put it down, baby. Don't worry about it. Okay, everybody pause while I fix what she broke. Okay. Time in. What was I talking about? I think I was talking about the goat. It is a Bree pony, a starter pony. It's slow and will have bad stats. But it's good. If the people like me who don't grind rep or are not aware of the Thorns Hall rep that you can get before entering Moria, this is at least giving them a pony, so they're a goat, so they're not stuck on the hoofing it. You know, you've been riding around for 50 levels on your steeds and you're feeling great, and then you get into Moria and you just walk everywhere. So, but it's a free goat, and you can work towards the other one, but it's better than hoofing it, what I think. Also, they are adjusting the lighting so players can see a little more easily. I have a post coming up about this on Monday where I went through Bull Roar and took screenshots of the areas at night to compare how it looks currently on live and then on Bull Roar, not changing my settings. I made sure that it was nighttime in both of my photographs, and I went and took a picture of the same scene. So I can give you a look. There is some, a little bit of lashback that I've seen where people are saying, don't make it too light. It's supposed to be dark and scary. Yeah, well, you know, it's not supposed to be impossible to traverse either. I think that personally, from what I've seen, the lighting is subtle and just, it still feels like Moria, but it's, you know, going to be a little upgrade. Since my bantering partner has decided she's doing stickers. How's your stickers, baby Hobbit? Okay. We have the Bull Roar release notes out. I'll be perfectly honest, I have not had time to read all these, and Merrick did the post, so I don't have him to explain to me what's going on with it. I think that I've touched on at least the highlights on it, except for one item. The Starlit Crystals is a legendary item component. I've read that they are drops in instances, and that they raise a level of your legendary item. I have not seen one. I have not played with them. I've only read what I've seen through Twitter and on the LOTRA forums. Hopefully we can have someone who knows a little bit more about legendary items to, you know, step forward and give you guys a write-up of this, because solo, you guys are screwed. I don't know enough about the legendary item system to really help you out. Very sorry. Also, big news. I think, was it last week or the week before, I was saying, Lojo, give me more inventory bags. I will pay for them. Well, I'm just going to take credit and say that they listened to my pleading and girlish whining and say that they're giving us a 6th inventory bag. You're all welcome. It's because of me. I'm pretty sure it's not. But they're saying that it will be made available as part of the Rider's Rohan purchase, pre-purchase. the pre-purchase is what it says. Who knows if that'll change? We know how the Isaac card pre-purchase went, where we thought we were getting all this stuff for pre-purchase, and then, you know, we found out that a whole bunch of other stuff was going to be available in game. Anyway, sixth inventory bag. I will be pre-purchasing Riders of Rohan regardless for that item. Because if I don't have that, they have to put something like that in the store, though. They just have to. They can't have the pre-purchase up forever. You're just going to have some people who join 2 years from now miss out on the sixth inventory bag. This, so something like this is going into the store. But anyway, they're saying it's for a pre-purchase. Oh, maybe it'll be like Isengard, where they gave us that stuff immediately. Remember, we got all our, you know, clothes and our horses and everything at the time of pre-purchase. We didn't have to wait for Rohan to come out. I bet you that's how it's going to work. Yeah. You say do do do? Yeah. In other news, the Anniversary Festival is ending. This is the final weekend of the Anniversary Festival. It closes on May 9th. So you have until Tuesday. I believe that is a Tuesday. Let me double check here. Yep, it's a Wednesday. You have until Wednesday to finish, but it is the final weekend. If you're like me and you work 9 to 5, you work 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and sometimes don't have time to do what you need to during the week, you might want to go in, spend your tokens this weekend, and get it all taken care of before Wednesday. Your tokens will not expire, which is a good thing, just in case you were wondering, especially if you have your, you know, whatchamacallit bag, your token bag. The items go in the token bag without the upgrade, don't they? I don't honestly remember the premium upgrade. Anyway, the tokens are not going away. You'll be able to keep them until next year if you choose to do so. Same with the metal tokens. They won't expire. You'll be able to keep them and hold on to them. However, all the vendors that are included in this festival will be going away. You will not have the option to purchase the horses, the costumes, the furnitures. Or if you are a scholar who likes to create and craft your fireworks, the piles of mysterious powder, which is required for you to craft those items. So just a heads up, we're just letting you know you should go and finish up business. And hopefully you got what you wanted. I haven't gotten everything. I'm kind of shocked. I've been doing this every single day, and I don't have a character that's gotten everything. I've gotten characters who've gotten 2 of the items, but I have not gotten a character that's gotten all 3 of the items, which is fine, because I've got, honestly, after Golden Star got toast, I was all like, I could never do this again for the rest of the time and I'd still be happy. But it'll be fine. Now, Brian's saying the firework recipes are expensive to make. I was actually talking about that with Katani, and she was like, why would you make them when you could just go to the vendor and just buy a huge stack? The stacks aren't going to go away, and you can use them even after the festival's over. Those deeds will still be active after the festival vendors go away. You can still advance the deed if you have the fireworks in your pack. So, I guess it's up to you. If crafting them is what brings you joy, that's fine. I'm perfectly okay with that. And in final official news, we have the Galloping Gala was announced this week. This is apparently a My Little Pony reference, as people are telling me. Our house, even though we have a little girl, is not a My Little Pony house. We are into Spider-Man and Star Wars. So I missed this reference. I had to be explained to me. But there's a bunch of stuff going on in-game and out-of-game in reference to the Galloping Gala, which is mostly player-run stuff, but it's being sponsored by Turbine. So, first, the in-game events. There's a whole series of horse-themed events happening on several servers. Yes, a lot of them are Landerville. I know that that is vexing to some people, but these were player-run events. And a couple weeks ago, Turbine had posted asking for people who wanted to run player events to step forward and give their ideas so that Turbine could sponsor them. If you want an event on your server, you should find somebody or host one yourself, because these are not hosted by Turbine. They are hosted by players. But anyway, there's several being hosted on several servers and you can take part in. These are player-run stuff. They have things like the Perlino Steed to give away. That's the pack steed from this year. Or they have turbine points to give away. There's a schedule of events available on the site that you can take a look of. And there's happening something almost every day. This Galloping Gala whole event is from May 3rd until May 16th. So this is happening for a little bit here. Also news with the Galloping Gala, the store exclusive steeds have all been unstabled. They're all available for purchase from May 4th through May 6th. That's only until tomorrow for you live listeners. This is the only weekend that you can get the store exclusive steeds. That's the Steed of Champion, Bright Days, Steed of Knight, Steed of the Runekeeper, the Guardian, the Hunter, the Steed of Minas Ithil, the Fleet-Footed Goat, Harvestmath Steed, Green Painted Skeleton Steed, and Yule Festival Snow Steed. And so those are available. They're not on sale. They are regular priced, but they're available if you're looking for them. Also, some fan sites are being honored by Turbine. The Lucha Reporter and Langeville Time websites have coupon codes of their own in regards to this event. The Lucha Reporter, I think I saw the Langeville Times one first. Langeville Times gives you a coupon code for 40% off the fancy plumed hat, I believe it is. Fancy plumed hat, 40% off. I'm not going to give you the code. You're going to have to go to their site. That's the reason why they were given special privileges so that they can get some traffic. So you're going to have to go to the Langeville Times. It is let me get the actual URL so I can make sure I tell you. LandervilleTimes.info. Head there, give them some traffic, get your coupon code. And the Lucha Reporter also has a coupon code. I believe it's for the Pale Summer Steed, if I recall. So, yeah, Pale Blonde Summer Steed. They have a 30% off coupon code for that steed, which is available in the store. And you can go to LuchaReporter.com and find that coupon code. Also happening is a screenshot contest. You have until May 16th to enter a screenshot contest for Turbine. The winner gets 500 Turbine points. This is open to all players 18 and older. That's the only restriction. You can be in whatever country you want, but you have to be 18 or older. There's four categories: Head of the Herd, Best of Breeds, the Party Photographer, and the Race Photographer. If you can submit, I believe you can submit each of the categories twice is what the rule is. So you can submit up to 8 photographs. Finalists will also be voted on by the player community for best in show. You get the 500 Turbine points and a unique forum title. So if you're into the forum titles, that's cool. So head on over there to, we have a link to the screenshot contest where you can find out details on how and figure out how to enter. So it's pretty cool. I'm kind of unsure if this is supposed to be like a precursor to Rohan. I am totally into this, the Turbine of sponsoring player events. That has me totally excited. I hope something like that continues, because player run things generally are, you know, a great, well, it's what I like to do, but it's a great break from the leveling grind. It's just to go and see what somebody else created in Turbine Sandbox. Like, they're using Lotro to give you another story that you can't get in game. So I'm super excited by this whole thing. I hope that Turbine continues to offer to sponsor stuff like this. Hold on, I'm going to mute Baby Hubbards because she's tearing stickers. And it's distracting. Okay. In the weekly store this week, the free sample of the week is Ingredient Pack Single Stacks. And apparently I had nothing to say about this. I forgot to write about it. And I forgot to put the coupon code too. So I'll fix that when I get done here. Just trust me. It's a free sample. You can find the link later and I'll fix my post. Sorry. We also have a coupon code available. MK5462 is a buy one, get one free coupon code for the plus 25% mark acquisition. So what that means, it's basically 50% off. So what you can do is you can go to the Lotro store, put in 2 plus 25 mark acquisitions from the Lotro store, use the coupon code MK5462, and you will get one of them for free. One of them will be marked down to zero. So, Pine Leaf kind of gives him a meh, but Pine Leaf runs a lot of skirmishes. He doesn't really have a need to generate a whole lot of marks because just because he skirmishes a whole lot himself, he can amass his mark pile. These do not help with bartering, quest rewards, and deed rewards. They only help when you are capturing control points, fending off counterattacks, saving defenders, and completing encounters. If you're a VIP member, your destiny perk points can also be used to purchase a similar perk, is what they're called, without spending turbine points. Sale this week. Skirmishes are on sale. These are all free for VIPs. They are 25% off this week. Of course, Pine Leaf gives these a thumbs up. Pine Leaf loves skirmishes. I love skirmishes. I think this is a great idea. If you were looking for a little extra content, a lot of these skirmishes are scalable. Well, all of them are scalable. I believe they're all scalable. They will level up with you. You can pop into one whenever you feel like it. This is a good way to take a break. Or if you're just kind of stuck in an area, you just can't seem to find the quest that you need, you can run a couple skirmishes, maybe get yourself a level, you know, to find that next quest zone a little bit easier. I love skirmishes. They're on sale this week. We recommend them. Instances are on sale. The Halls of Night, the Inn of the Forsaken, and the Instance Cluster for Isengard is all 25% off this week. Now, Halls of Night and Inn of the Forsaken are free for VIPs. These are VIP things. They are not tied to quest packs. So even though the Inn of the Forsaken is part, it's like in the Lone Lands, owning the Lone Lands does not, well, Lone Lands is free, so that's a bad example. But, Halls of Night is in Angmar. So even if you own Angmar, you don't get the Halls of Night for free. These are the two instances, I think they're the only two instances in the entire game where you have to purchase them separately. They're not tied to a quest pack. The instance cluster for Isengard is something everybody has to purchase. Now you have a choice. If you buy this instant cluster on sale, that means you're going to buy all of Isengard piecemeal, you can buy the Isengard expansion, which would include the instances, the quest packs, and Draigok, whatever, the skirmish max rank. I don't know if I'm missing anything else. But that's just a choice that you have to make. If you're one of those folks, you're like, okay, I want the Isengard zone and I want the Isengard cluster, but I'm not going to run any raids, so I'm going to skip the raids. That's just your choice, and that's fine. But this instance cluster is on sale, 25% off. It's extra content, so we always give thumbs up to extra content for stuff like that. Plus 20% monster and quest XP boost is on sale this week. The 3-hour version. They're 25% off. These get a meh. They were new with the Rise of Isengard. They do give you a boost. They can help you through a sticky point. It's not really necessary to go faster though. So that's kind of why we give it a meh. You can advance just fine by leveling just fine. And you can, I think that maybe they added this for those folks who are just like, man, I wish the double experience didn't go away. They're like, oh, look, you can get 20%. They're like they're trying to hook you or something. I don't know if that's true. I'm making stuff up. And finally, milestone skills are on sale. These are 25% off. I know a lot of people love these. I personally haven't purchased one. I honestly just don't remember. They are per character, which is kind of annoying to me. I think that if I purchase one, everybody should have one. But they are on sale for 25% off this week. The most common thing I hear is that you should have two of them. One for where you craft, one for where you quest. I've also heard that you have three. One for that horrible place in Nancrenir, which has no horse route, which is stupid. It's just stupid. Oh, and that's another thing that bugs me about Moria. Why is there still no swift travel to Orkwatch? Volume 2 makes you go there 800 times and there's no... Ugh, Brian and I were talking about that. It's annoying. Okay, I'm not going to get on the soapbox. I'm all by myself and I'm just going to sound ranty and silly. That's it for store news. We had nothing else for store news. In CSTM news, the month of May, CSTM is joining our friend Sip from BioBreak, who is... just heading off the Newbie Blogger Initiative, or NBI. The Newbie Blogger Initiative is what it is. It's a setup a bunch of bloggers, established bloggers, which apparently Sip considers us one. Whatever. He gathered a brain trust of bloggers to help people who want to blog get started. You can ask questions to the blog sponsors, which CSTM is one of the blog sponsors. And there should be some sponsor articles that'll be out to help you get started. I am totally for this, simply because I think that blogging is super fun. Otherwise, why would I do it, right? You should do it too. If you're interested in blogging, it doesn't have to be about Locho. The Newbie Blogger Initiative is looking to help people specifically who have a passion for MMOs and want to blog about MMOs. But I don't think that there's like a hardcore rule that will kick you out or something. I think that if you have an interest in the Newbie Blogger Initiative, if you're interested in starting a blog about yourself, do it. Just do it. We will help you. I will help you. We'll do whatever you can to get you started. And if you are a Locho blogger in specifically, let me know that you are in the Newbie Blogger Initiative. Send me your URL. I am happy to promote new blogs. I love to do it. I do it whenever I can. Let me know about your new blogs. I will give you a post on CSTM talking about your brand new blog and let other people find you. I don't care if you have nothing to blog about moiling. Do it. Do it anyway. You don't have to. I'm not forcing anybody. I'm just saying, if you have an interest, now is the perfect time to get started because you're going to have a lot of support. America posted about Project Alcoholism this week, the post-Isengard update, where he was basically talking about how he got distracted when Isengard came out and he forgot about his alts, except for his champion. His champion, he did get to 75. But if you want to read his stories, I think you should, and you should comment on it, and you should encourage him to write more so I don't have to yell at him so much to write me stuff. Okay, and finally we had an article from Raiden, May the 4th. May 4th is known as Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Get it? And so Raiden gave us an article comparing his love of Locho with his love of Swotor. I thought it was topical. It was outside Locho. It was not an ad, as some people were saying. I'm not getting paid by anybody. Raiden's not getting paid by anybody for talking about Swotor. Just thought it would be fun. And, it's a game. It's fine. Anyway. I just love fake holidays as much as Raiden does, apparently. And May the 4th be with you is awesome. Okay. This week in the weekly poll, we asked for your thoughts on the premium wallet. We said, what are your thoughts on the new premium wallet feature? A pretty good question, I have to say. This poll was suggested by Belwinny, I'm sorry, of Landerville. She sent us an email wanting us to ask this question. I thought it was a good question. You can send us your thoughts on polls too. podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. I love getting poll suggestions because it means I don't have to come up with them myself. We had 1,145 voters this week, and 36% say that they love the premium wallet feature. 23% say they like it. 19% say they have not purchased it or refuse to purchase it. Oh yeah, today's Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous being alone. I'm sorry. 11% say I like it, but loathe it at the same time. 6% say meh. 3% say I am disappointed. And 2% say that they despise the premium wallet. Yeah, it seems like most people like it, but some people are just kind of still a little angry that it's there. And I've thought about this, and I think that Turbine did it a little backwards. If I recall, the way they did it is everything you paid to get all your extra tokens into the wallet. And what they should have done is you paid to make them shared. I think that I would have paid for that. Like, all your tokens should have went in the wallet, regardless. Like, it's a barter wallet. Barter tokens should have gone in the wallet. The premium feature should have been that now you can share these tokens across all your characters on the server. Just my thought on it. Anyway. And we have a Riddles in the Dark this week. Oh, the poll next week is asking what time you play Lotro. Now, I know that people are going to play whenever, and this may not fit your schedule. We had a break off somewhere, so just pick whatever seems closest to you, your most average. I know it's probably different. Like, during the week, I play in the evening, but during the weekend, I usually play in the afternoon when baby hobbits take their nap. So my time varies as well. We're just looking for a general thing. It's an unscientific, how you doing poll. Anyway, Riddles in the Dark. So we got this email from Dave Kale this week, and it said, presumably you've all heard now about the footage from CinemaCon, which includes a White Council scene in which Galadriel recounts the story of how the Dúnedain of the North sealed the Witch King and other ringwraiths in a tomb, which has been opened impossibly. This has been sent to the internet into a tizzy of speculation, and Corey and I have been caught up into it. Thus, here is your question. You have something to say, baby Hubba? Did you make me something? You made a drawing for me. Let me see. Oh, okay. Oh, here, let me move my water for you.
We both got water.
Well, we both have water. That's excellent. I'll move your water here, too. You want it? Oh, that's Mama's water, baby. If we spill any water on Daddy's stuff, we better just move to Mexico. And hope he never finds us. So anyway, the question this week from Riddles in the Dark is, what will be the main role of the Nazgul in the Hobbit films? Here are our choices. They are headed into Mordor, preparing for Sauron's location to his old stomping grounds. They are focused on Erebor, aiding Smaug, pursuing the company, joining the Battle of the Five Armies. Holy moly, that better not be true. I mean, the Nazgul are recognized, but they shouldn't be in the story where they're not in the story. C, they are focused on Dol Guldur, opposing the White Council, preparing for the offensive in South Mirkwood. Or D, they are seeking for the Ring, dredging the river near Gladden Fields, investigating rumors in the heirs of Isildur. Okay. I'm kind of torn between C and D. Now, I think that the D has a little more weight than anything, because finding the ring is like the all-consuming task for Nazgul, right? That's pretty much what they're doing. They're searching everywhere, being Sauron's eyes and ears, looking for this darn ring. So I think that that is what I'm leaning towards. Although, if Dol Guldur, where the necromancer, a.k.a. Sauron, is hiding, is under attack, he might call them there to oppose the White Council, to be his own Avenger-like opposing force. So, I'm torn. I think it might be D, but I think I'm gonna buck the system. I'm going to say C, just because I think it might be a little more interesting visually. You know, in a movie setting, I think that's probably what Peter Jackson might choose to do. So I'm going against my gut, and I'm going to probably say C. It's probably wrong, but I fully expect to be wrong about all these, so.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
We have letters. We have a letter, anyway. And Ithril writes, "Hi there. I've been very casually playing Lotro for about 6 months now. I just came across your blog. Where's the best place on the site to ask questions? Well, you found it. You sent us an email. There's a contact us on the top of our blog that will send us an email, or you can just send us an email directly at podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. That is how you reach us directly. We're also on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere you want to be. We're on Google+. Although Google+ is not awesome for pages, page owners, just so you know. It might take me a day or so to respond. But we are everywhere you want to be, and anywhere that you like sending questions to us is the way we accept it. So don't worry about it. Oh, God bless you. Those are my instructions. They didn't work very well, did they? Are you fixing them? Are you fixing my instructions? Can you draw me a picture of Spider-Man? Thank you. Oh, that's him right there? I love it. On with the email. Specifically, I have a question related to the task system. I've decided I wanted to tackle the task system deeds. It seems to me that as a VIP, I'm leveling quicker than I can do the task, and usually by the time I find a new task board, I've out-leveled many of the tasks. It also seems to me that if a person wants to do the task deeds, they need to plan ahead carefully. I should just relax. Oh, try again. Should I just relax, go about the game, confident that I'll have plenty of time and tasks to do later? Does this become a non-issue at high levels? Currently, I just finished my 200th deed at level 38. I've been grinding soft skin off salamanders for a couple days now. Okay, my advice? Relax. Don't worry about it. They're adding task boards to Moria, but there's also task boards right now at the level 75 endgame. A says the tasks were non-VIP originally. It was an idea. The idea was to be a gap before the content they didn't have to help them level up. Everybody gets the tasks, though, and there are deeds. I think the highest one is if you complete 500 tasks is the last one. And I know Katani has done it. She's told me about it. But there are... So if you're just trying to get the deeds done, I would not worry about it. There are deed boards in Isengard right now. A level 75 could just log in and do some deeds daily and be fine. I wouldn't worry about it. I think that you're doing fantastic at level 38 and already have 200 deeds done. So don't fret about it. You're going to have time. I don't think that Turbine is going to release any new, I fully suspect Riders of Rohan to have their own task boards as well. So when we go to 85, whatever they decide, you're going to have tasks to do there. So you can, whatever gap you have left over after hitting your main level, you're going to be able to do it. You're going to finish those deeds. So I wouldn't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. And now it's time to pick some random people from our player achievements. Salith writes, I got my Challenger of Gorthoron title. That's the first time Gorthoron is defeated in Tier 2 challenge in a server. Yes, my love. Yeah, it's a picture of you. I'm a man. Second time... The game won't reward the title, and never more. More info here. Forums of Locho, server of Rittermark, Gorthoron first kill. Gornstar, you should make a post thread here about it. Encourage the other servers to get it done. Giradil says, my minstrel gear, Gleerithil, hopefully I said that one right the second time there, finally accomplished something otherworldly this week. A world transfer from Elendilmere to Landreval. Here's hoping for new friends and new inspirations. Level 75 Mindy, looking for kinship. Bella Wraith writes, Lily Rose of Glen finished the epic Mirkwood through Golothir and is... honey, no. You can't touch those, okay? Don't touch it. If you touch those again, you're going to have to get off my lap. You're not supposed to play with those. Those are daddies. You know that. Okay. Okay, we need to finish this up, so... let me finish Belarus real quick. Still looking on Samoth Gul for the epilogue. Currently running all over Middle Earth, rounding up rangers to answer the chief's call. Enjoying callbacks a lot. Baby Hobbit, honey, don't cry. In closing, I would like to thank Norman728 for his review. He gave us a review on the Zune Marketplace. Thank you very much. For donations, we would very, very much like to thank Richard W., Nicholas F., Sharon W., and Michael S. In closing, we would like to welcome you to visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Please leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zoom Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. We'll read your name like I did for Norman728. I did his twice. Yeah, that could be you. Listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio. I promise it's not always as horrible. I usually have Merrick here. So Hopefully, this is not normal. If this is your first time listening, it's not normally like this. Hey, baby hubby, you want to say goodbye to everybody? No? You want to say goodnight? Hey, I know. Do you want to sing a song with me? Hey, you want to come sing in the microphone? Come on. How about we sing Itsy Bitsy Spider? You want to sing Itsy Bitsy Spider with me? Okay, put your drink down. Ready? Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. Thank you for listening, everyone. Say goodnight. Goodnight. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.